This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Today, oh, make me wanna holler, way they do my life. Yeah, make me wanna holler, way they do my life.
Oh. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Martin at 11. Dr. Rick at 11:20. Let's head to Boston. Big game tonight. Bruins and the Winnipeg Jets. We are joined now by Bob Frederick, an old friend, who is going to be watching his son in action in the National Hockey League for the first time. Trent Frederick playing on the same line with David Backes. Bob, your emotions right now.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? Oh, it's unbelievable. As a parent, you know, you dream about these things, you know, having kids and Trent being in the position he is in. It's just incredible. Very nervous, very excited, and can't wait for tonight.
So he got the news over the weekend. Tell me where and when you were, where you were and how it happened when he called you.
He had a game Saturday night in Providence, and my wife, Gay, and I were watching it, and we watched him play. He had a real good game, and that was Saturday night. Game was over about 9:30. We were actually leaving to go to Cabo Sunday morning, and Trent was actually leaving to go to Cancun because the American Hockey League, their All-Star Week is this week. So he was off 4 days from Sunday to Thursday. So him and five of his teammates were heading to Cancun. So actually, my wife and I were packing to leave for Sunday morning, and then we got a FaceTime from Trent, which is unusual. And
yeah, boys don't FaceTime, do they? Boys never FaceTime. Girls do, but not
boys. No. So so getting the FaceTime from him was kind of unusual, and we answered the FaceTime. He was sitting in the rink outside his locker room, and he told us the great news, and so it was unbelievable. Boy, matter of fact, got a little emotional, but it was great feeling.
I bet. What a cool thing, though, for him to think about, instead of making a phone call, doing the FaceTime. That's pretty heady move there by young Trent.
Yeah, it was very, very special, no question.
And then while you're after that moment, have there been times between then and now where you thought about all those trips to the rink at those god-awful early hours, all those long trips? I mean, have you had some of those flashbacks since that moment?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look back at it's a whole process. The whole thing is a process. From starting out at a young age, then moving up the ladder to AAA, then AAA to juniors, and then juniors to college, and college to professional ranks. It's just a whole process. And to look back, it was an unbelievable process. It's something I'll never forget. Our family will forget. Had the best times, met the best people, had the unbelievable experience through the whole hockey career of Trent and Graham, my other son. So it's a special. But the thing to get to this position, nobody, you just don't think of that. It's kind of like winning a lottery ticket in my mind. You know, people say that, oh, you know, your kid can go play professionally, could go to the NHL. But you just don't really believe it because it's so hard to get there. So to have this day, to have this night come is very special. And even when he was drafted in the first round, you just don't know for sure if it, this day would come. So for this night to come, it's very special.
And the Bruins tweeted it out yesterday. He's going to be on the same line with David Backes.
Yeah. So David is a great mentor. Trent played, got a chance to play a few preseason games this year with David on his line. They clicked pretty well. So I think the coach would like to see David and Trent click here on the third line, and it's going to be very special.
I don't know. Has he spent any time with Backes, or did he get a text or anything from David welcoming him to the organization yet?
Yeah, Trent went to China with the Boston Bruins this past September. So So he was over with the team, and David was on the trip, and they played together in China on the same line. So he's definitely took him under his wing and is definitely a mentor, a great mentor to Trent, and Trent really appreciates what he's doing, and he definitely took him under his wing. So it's a real good feeling knowing that, you know, you got a veteran like that, you know, looking after what your son's doing and making sure he does the right things.
All right, so how long are you going to stay with this? It's the Bruins hosting the Jets tonight at 6. Where do they go next, and are you going to be watching a few games in a row?
Yeah, they actually play Philadelphia on Thursday here, so my wife and I are staying till Friday morning. We got all the brothers and sisters are flying in today, except Grant, who's at Miami, Ohio. But all the other, my daughter who lives in Bend, Oregon, flew in, took the red eye. She's here. My son Drake and Gene and a few friends all coming in. So we got a little entourage of 8 going to be at the game cheering them on. So we're really excited about it.
So Drake gets out of high school for a couple of days.
Just one day. So yeah, the Smet's been really great about this too. So we appreciate that too.
Bob, congratulations. This is an awesome thing. We'll be cheering for him tonight. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, Frank, appreciate it, and have a great day.
All right, Bob Frederick joining us live from Boston. His son about to play for the Boston Bruins. Holy cow. That is going to be something else. 6 o'clock.
How old is this going to make David Backes feel?
Yeah.
Hey, here's a photo of me as a kid in your rookie year, and now we're playing on the same line together.
Yeah, that is bad. Well, not as old as I felt last night when I'm voicing over Vachon highlights, and there's a guy for a Vachon named Nicholas Kern dunking. I thought, wait a minute. I was covering his dad a few years back. Now I'm covering him? Oh, my goodness. He's a terrific player for Floyd Irons' team. All right, a couple of items before we go to break, a couple of business items. The reason we are on the air here is our great sponsors, and Bomberito is one of our best. They sponsor the show content. They've been with us for about 10 years, and basically anything that's sports-wise in St. Louis, they're a part of. They really are. Whether it's the Blues, whether it's high school sports, college sports, they do it all. And, of course, the Bomberito 500 is one of the great sporting events in the St. Louis area. We can't tell you how much we appreciate them helping to bring Indy cars to St. Louis. Go to bomberito.com and go through that great inventory of 20 new car locations and 9 pre-owned car locations. And Maryville is one of our good sponsors. They sponsor the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus is a core value of the institution. And really, just one of the great things about Maryville. Go to maryville.edu. We'll take a break. We're coming back with Martin after this.